To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, South Carolina Public Radio and South Carolina ETV are broadcasting this series, Sisterhood, South Carolina Suffragist, a look at how local women played a role in a national movement that eventually guaranteed more than 26 million women the right to vote. I'm Felicia Eading. Just 6 months before the 19th Amendment was ratified and women won the right to vote, the League of Women Voters was founded. It was February 1920.
It was founded by Carrie Chapman Chat. She wanted her organization to transition into a group that would then ensure that women would have access to the ballot.
Dr. Laura Wolliver is the president of the League of Women Voters of the Columbia area. She says before the passage of the amendment, Chatman and others knew they would soon see the fruition of decades of work, and they wanted this new organization to help this new population of voters.
Half of the people in the United States were women, and now they were all supposed to be able to vote.
The new organization taught women how to exercise their right to vote, but also it worked to protect them, ensuring that
women would feel comfortable going to the ballot to make sure that when they did vote, that their votes were counted fairly and that there wasn't any attempt to sort of dilute the power of women's votes.
Similar to the overall movement, there were challenges for the League to overcome.
There were barriers to full franchise with racial discrimination and the impact of poll taxes, especially in the Southeast, which disenfranchised, of course, people of color, but also working class people and poor people.
This prohibited the League from harnessing the full power of all women voters. Dr. Wolliver explains how racial discrimination, compounded by the Great Depression, impacted the League in South Carolina.
The League of Women Voters in South Carolina started officially in about right after the 19th Amendment was passed, and it was active for about 10 years, and then it went into a hiatus structure. And we think that what happened there was the Great Depression, and the few people that were active in the League of Women Voters weren't able to keep it going. So it started up again in the 1950s in South Carolina. It was a white woman's only organization. White women who had enough resources to be members, to participate in the activities. But over time, there were many forces, including the civil rights movement, the women's movement, environmental movement, that changed many of the orientations of people in the League and the makeup of the League and the programs that the League supported.
Today, the League of Women Voters has grown to over 700 state and local leagues. In South Carolina, there are 14 branches. The organization is open about having what it calls tough conversations about race and embracing a new diversity, equity, and inclusion policy. Together, the nonpartisan organization continues to carry out its mission of educating voters. Just this past March, the League launched a new voter education website.
Vote411.org. And this is a one-stop shop for anyone in this country. Look up where they will vote, look up where their precinct is. We have surveys with candidates in elections. People can read that for themselves and decide who they might prefer as their candidate. It is a national website. Local leagues update it constantly with more information about the campaigns and the elections in the area.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eadie.